Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to The Daily, and I'm your host, Amy Carlin. It's been a while since I've tuned in to the Latter-day Saint channel video series, His Grace. When I visited today, I discovered that they've posted a lot of videos that I've missed. Today, I watched Brock's story about being in a terrible accident. He had worked hard to finally feel able to provide for his family in his chosen career, but all that changed when he was hit by a distracted driver of a large truck. Brock received a traumatic brain injury from this horrific accident, and he watched his financial security slip away. He was understandably frustrated and angry as the weeks, months, and years passed, and he remained disabled. This led him to wonder why God allows bad things to happen to good people. But as Brock sought understanding, he was able to accept help from others when he needed it. He gained a greater capacity to feel compassion for the suffering of others, and he felt the love of our Heavenly Father. Brock said, "Heavenly Father has never just left us completely without. He's always been there. The evidence of Christ's love is not in monetary success. It's not in the good or the bad that's happened. It's in the intrinsic values that I get to enjoy and feel the influence of the Holy Ghost, feel peace and love in my life. And knowing that no matter what's happening right now, that there are good things to come. And that hope has always been validated. And had I not faced all that I've faced, I wouldn't know him like I know him today." Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, even terrible trials can help us to grow. We can find peace and comfort in the Savior no matter our circumstances. And as we draw near to the High Priest of good things to come, we will find the strength to go on and look forward with hope to the future. If you would like to watch the rest of Brock's message, look up "Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People?" on churchofjesuschrist.org. Thank you again for listening today. The Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.